The psalmist joyfully sings, God's glory is on tour in the skies. God's craft on exhibit across the horizon. Madame Day holds class every morning. Professor Knight lectures each evening. The Boundary Waters is a wonderful place to sense creation praising God and revealing God's love for us. The clear water mirrors the beauty of the lush forest, rocks, and sky. The fragrance of pine cleanses the air. Water bugs dance upon the surface. Eagles soar, loons sing, swim, and dive. Frogs and crickets serenade you to sleep. Wind flexes its strength. Rain tap dances on your tent. Lightning puts on a dazzling show, and thunder contributes booming echoes. The aroma of fresh-cut cedar delights. The campfire mesmerizes with dancing flames, a popping chorus, and soothing warmth. A simple paddle stroke sends you gliding across the lake with the ripples cheering you on. Food tastes delicious, every morsel robust with flavor. An afternoon swim refreshes as the water hugs your every move. The wide open horizon fills you with peace. God tucks you in for bed by painting the sky orange, yellow, red, pink, and purple. God delights so much in showering you with love that God invites you to sneak out of the tent to gaze up at the stars. One moment, your senses perceive that the radiant stars are so close you could reach out and touch one. Then the next moment, you realize the awesome expanse of space. Every few minutes, a streak of light runs across the sky. The Milky Way glows and then bows to show off a constellation. The longer you look, the more stars catch your attention with their twinkle. In the morning, God splashes color on the horizon, illumines the beauty of creation as if to ask you, do you like it? I have made it just for you, so that you can be filled with joy, creativity, and delight. God illumines each day with a fresh blast of light. Every day gives us a fresh start to love and live abundantly. The psalmist exuberantly sings, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. The sky display God's craftsmanship. Day after day, they continue to speak. Night after night, they make God known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world. God has made a home in the heavens for the sun. It bursts forth like a radiant bridegroom after his wedding. It rejoices like a great athlete eager to run the race. The sun rises at one end of the heavens and follows its course to the other end. Nothing can hide from its heat. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. The laws of the Lord are true, each one is fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. They are a warning to your servant, a great reward for those who obey them. How can I know all the sins lurking in my heart? Cleanse me from these hidden faults. Keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O God, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. God is glorious. God's work, all of creation, tells us so. God is life-giving. God created, sustains, and fills the cosmos with goodness. Gerald Hopkins says, the earth is charged with the grandeur of God. Barrett Browning wrote, earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, and only those who seize take off their shoes. The rest sit around it and pluck blackberries. Being a good friend means that you are a good listener. You pay attention. Good science is about good observation. At the heart of spirituality is perceiving God's love. Watch, says Jesus, over and over again. Pay attention. Give heed. Listen. Observe. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Behold, I am knocking on the door of your heart. God is saying, I love you through the cosmos, surrounding you with family and friends, and filling your life with blessings. Pastor Samuel Calder proclaimed, the glory is that God is not only in the heavens. The glory of God is also inside each one of us. The God who speaks through the universe is also the God who speaks to each of us in the meditation of our hearts. The God who is awesome and glorious is also the God who is intimate and close, as close to each one of us as our own heart is. If we pay attention, if we watch, if we listen, then God is within the intricate processes of our own bodies just as gloriously as God is in the heavens. The twist in Psalm 19 is not that the psalmist sees God in nature, rather that all of creation is preaching to us about God's love. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork. Are you listening, perceiving? Or are you too busy to see earth crammed with heaven, every common bush of fire with God, so you work, get through the day, exist, pluck blackberries? Barbara Brown Taylor writes, I have always known where to go when my own flame was guttering. To lie with my back flat on the fragrant ground is to receive a transfusion of that same power that makes the green blade rise. To remember that I am dirt, and to dirt I shall return, is to be given my life back again. Where other people see acreage, timber, soil, and river frontage, I see God's body. The Creator does not live apart from creation. When I take a breath, God's Holy Spirit enters me. A few years ago, I was in awe by the grove of patriarchs in Washington. On an island, in the middle of a shimmering blue babbling river, stands a grove of trees. Some of them are over 1,000 years old. A few of the red cedars and Douglas fir have grown up over 300 feet. For hours, I laid on my back and looked up at them, sensing how year after year, through drought and flood, hot and cold, they connected with the soil, the air, the sun, and moisture to subtly, quietly grow. In return, they provide homes for thousands of critters, enrich the soil, and take my carbon dioxide and exchange it for oxygen. My hope for you is not that you can understand the connection with God I felt there, how I was renewed and filled with God's glory and joy there. My hope for you is that you are finding your own places for yourself where you can get holy renewal. Wendell Berry wrote, great trees outspreading and upright, apostles of the living light. Patient as stars, they build in air, tier after tier, a timbered choir, stout beams upholding weightless grace, of song, a blessing on this place. Pastor John Buchanan shared, I like to remember that Jesus knew the Psalms and probably committed them to memory. I like the thought that when Jesus looked up at the night sky, the same words came to him as come to me. The heavens are telling the glory of God. And that when Jesus walked by the lakeside in the early evening and greeted the fishermen, or when he walked by a field ripe with grain, or when he sipped good wine, ate honest bread, bit into a sweet, delicious fruit, or when he saw a deer newborn, the words that came to him were, the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. A hymn declares, Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. The cosmos is like one big symphony, proclaiming God's glory and God's love for us. God doesn't want us to miss God's love, so God gave us eyes to see creation's beauty, ears to hear the chorus of praise, taste buds to savor all the tastes God made for us, smell to catch the fragrance God sprinkled by our path, touch to feel the embrace of love, minds to be thankful, hearts to share love. God delights in having us enjoy all God gives us. We are blessed just to be able to perceive. Psalm 19 moves from the majesty of the universe to the splendor of God's law, God's word, scripture. God the Creator speaks to us by name. God gives us laws, rules, commands, directions, and wise ideas to help us live abundantly. God's word to us is perfect and soul-refreshing. God's commands are radiant, shining with the splendor of truth, illuminating our way. God's word guides us, helps us make decisions, and enables us to become fully alive. Perhaps the greatest tragedy in life is being so distracted by one's life that one doesn't notice creation preaching, God's word empowering, and God's love invigorating. The psalmist concludes, O Lord, my rock and redeemer. A rock is a place where you can safely rest and be renewed. You can count on a rock, rely on its stability, and build on its firm foundation. God is our Redeemer. We began with God, our Creator. We began with the cosmos telling the glory of God and in with God renewing, resurrecting, and glorifying all God made. We live not just in an elegant universe, but also in a redeemed one. Hope is everywhere. Scripture does speak of another facet of God's revelation. Sometimes this scripture is banned because of its erotic nature. Sometimes it brings to mind hurts, abuses, and distortions rather than the beautiful passion it intends. Normally, this scripture is avoided, fearing it will be misunderstood. Most pastors won't even think about reading this in worship. Often, scripture has numerous layers of meaning. Song of Solomon speaks of the passionate love of a couple. It also speaks of God's passionate love for Israel. And it also speaks of Jesus' passionate, intimate love for you, me, for all of us. Ah, I hear my lover coming. He is leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills. My lover is like a swift gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he is behind the wall, looking through the window, peering into the room. My lover said to me, rise up, my darling. Come away with me, my fair one. Look, the winter is past and the rains are over and gone. The flowers are springing up. The season of singing birds has come and the cooing of turtle doves fills the air. The fig trees are forming young fruit and the fragrant grapevines are blossoming. Rise up, my darling. Come away with me, my fair one. Homiletics magazine reflects, in these verses we see the kind of intimacy that God intended for us to have with God and with one another from the beginning, a relationship where desire and commitment win out over objectification and selfishness. Phyllis Trible suggests that the garden imagery describes the Garden of Eden, and the passionate love woven with play, imagination, and delight enjoyed between God and humanity there. It foreshadows what we will enjoy in heaven, but can only dimly perceive today. God loves us. God longs for us. God has passion for us and desires to be intimately involved with us. Such a sensual scene. Bright flowers. Sweet songs. Succulent fruits, fragrant vines, the beauty of life and love. It is springtime, filled with new adventures, new possibilities, a whole new outlook on life. Can you imagine Jesus leaping over the mountains, bounding over the hills, just to be with you? God is doing everything God can to connect with you. God does not merely accept you. Rather, God passionately loves you. God wants to be with you. God invites you, invites all of us to show ourselves so that God can share our life together. God invites us to come away and enjoy eternal life together. Another translation puts it a little differently. The words of the lover as, "Get up, my dear friend, fair and beautiful lover, come to me, look around you. Winter is over, the winter rains are over and gone. Spring flowers are in blossom all over, the whole world's a choir and singing. Spring warblers are filling the forest with sweet harmony. Lilacs are exuberantly purple and perfumed, and cherry trees fragrant with blossoms. Oh, get up, dear friend, my fair and beautiful lover, come to me. Come, my shy and modest dove, leave your seclusion. Come out into the open. Let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is soothing and your face is ravishing." God created, sustains, and renews all the cosmos just to welcome us into God's loving embrace. Amen.